I'm comedian Timmy Boyle, and this is the greatest live Instagram comedy experience that nobody knew about. March of 2020, I just arrived home from tour when COVID-19 shut down the world. So despite being severely technically challenged, I started a daily live Instagram show right here from my living room. Because how hard could it be? And how long could a pandemic last? Apparently longer than 5 months. So now, 100 episodes later, I've called comedians as diverse in experience as they are in style from all around the world to discuss comedy, life, and, well, whatever. I had no goals, which was a great idea. I avoided tech checks, which was a bad idea. And I eventually wore no pants. The jury's still out on that one. And my OJ, over 150 days, transformed from refreshing drink to rancid mystery liquid right before our eyes. It was a random, free-flowing, hilariously messy ride into the minds and backstage lives of entertainers where anything could happen, and did, including a trip to a goat farm. Overcoming a lack of direction, resources, and tech ineptness, as well as multiple zombie cyber attacks, a project not expected to last even a week soon developed into a must-watch show like no other. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself, right here, on another episode of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Is that it? Did we get it all? Awesome. Well, hello. It is 7 o'clock on a day. Who knows what day it is? Hey, Joy. We got Orlena is in here. Roy's coming in. Crystal's punny's coming in. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It is once again another episode of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. I have been in quarantine for. It's just been over 3 weeks now. Got off the tour and then found myself here in my living room and bam, right into a new creative vehicle here. So, well, not in a vehicle, like in a house, my car, I don't even know what I was thinking there. Other people coming in, I feel like I have to like wave to everybody. Orlena says, not make me laugh before bed. Got it. Won't do that. I do have a car. Chris Wineland Comedy is in here. LeBrandon's in here. Everybody's coming in here for episode 21 of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. My name is Timmy Boyle from Upstanding Comedy, and you are in my living room in front of my 80s and Batman and Star Wars memorabilia wall, of which I'll be expanding over to that wall, where I have currently my G.I. Joe, some more Batman stuff, and my big pink yoga ball, which I haven't used. I'll admit, I have not used it. I really should, though. We're going to have a great night tonight. Last night, we had Todd Gale on the show. We spent a lot of time talking about Star Wars, because he showed up in his X-Wing fighter helmet, and then I had my Stormtrooper helmet, and that got... That went crazy. All of a sudden, Kylo Ren was there. It was like a madhouse of like sci-fi. But you never know what's going to happen here on these shows. A little while ago, we had a tour of Nashville. We've had comics in their basements, comics in their cars, on a goat farm. And tonight, we are excited to be bringing in Sean Reynolds, who was on tour with us at the beginning of this year. Was it the beginning of this year? What month are we in? I don't even know. I think Sean Reynolds is here in January. And then we did the March tour, and then the world went nuts. So anyways, I'm glad to have Sean Reynolds on the show tonight. We're going to be inviting him in here again. So thank you for all those that are coming in, starting off the show here, episode 21 of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. My name is Timmy Boyle, and we are about to call Sean Reynolds. So here we go. Let's see if we can make this connection happen. Sean Reynolds. You home, because if you're not, we're calling the cops, because you're supposed to be home. Connecting, waiting, and Sean Reynolds. And Sean Reynolds. Sean Reynolds.
Hey, man, how's it going?
It's going good, man. How are you doing?
Good. I'm sideways on your screen, aren't I?
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's okay. I can sit like this. I did yoga today.
Well, why won't that fix that?
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure that's better, but now I'm holding it with my hands. Like it's 1985.
Well, I don't think we had cell phones in 1985.
That's true. Let me think, prop it up here. I had like a really nice little tripod holder and everything. I thought it would go wide, but it won't go widescreen, will it?
No. Instagram only goes up and down.
All right. Well, you know what, Timmy? I don't use Instagram a lot, and we'll cut all this out anyways. We'll just cut all this out, right? We can do that.
I'm pretty much going to cut out the entire episode. This is just a filler.
How's it going, man? You doing good?
Yeah, I am doing good, man. You've got a colorful background. I mean, I thought mine was a pretty cool background with the 80s stuff, but I mean, you are like living in rainbows.
Well, this is actually our podcast studio.
Nice. That's the Beatles theme one.
No, this is just my family theme one, but we do have the Beatles in there. But we have our Stranger Things. There it is. The Stranger Things poster, which, by the way,
I haven't seen you.
You need to watch Stranger Things, and I know that you haven't watched Stranger Things, even though I told you to. Now, you might be wondering, Timmy, we haven't talked since January. How would I know that you haven't watched it yet?
Oh, I know, because I received a very clear message from somebody telling me that I need to watch Stranger Things.
I actually forgot about that, but no, my point was, I know you haven't watched it, because I know when you do watch it, you're going to immediately message me and be like, how have I not been watching this show already? Listen, you know how they say when like you create a show or a podcast, you have to have an avatar, which means you're the you have to create an avatar, meaning the person that you're creating the thing for. And you have to be specific. Age, right. Gender, occupation, income, likes, dislikes. When they made Stranger Things, Timmy, you were their avatar.
Wow. Now you make me feel bad, because I mean, I want to watch the show, because you just sold it like that. I mean, clearly I have to watch it, but I mean, I don't have time. Like I need to like have some sort of like pandemic to hit to like just shut everything down so I can find time to do something like that.
I can't even imagine what you're doing with your time besides not watching Stranger Things. You're gonna watch it, dude. It's your show.
I'm going to watch it. Fine. All these people here that are watching now and those that will watch later, you can hold me accountable. But you want to know how I'm spending my time? Let me show you one way here. I'm currently working on protecting all of my stuffed animals from my childhood. And so making sure that they're all spread out and masked up, because 1 year of human life is 2 years of stuffy life. And so this is a senior citizen now. And so this is my buddy Bear. And I've had him when I was a kid. So I've been trying to just keep people healthy, man. I mean, I don't have time for myself right now. Just trying to make sure that everybody, you know, I've got the bunnies to look after, you know what it's like.
Have you watched Tiger King?
No. Okay. And I don't feel I need to, because I think I've seen the entire series through memes and video clips and everybody's comments online. So have you seen it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I watched it. I was going to get angry if you had watched that and not Stranger Things, but
I haven't seen it. Now, did you find out though that, or did you hear that a tiger has come down with COVID-19? Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
Now, are you a conspiracy guy enough to feel, as soon as I heard that, I was like, okay, number one, let's not talk about, you know, who started the COVID-19. We're not going to get into that right now, but I thought it was interesting that we were getting pummeled with like Tiger King. It comes out of nowhere. And it's just like Tiger King, Tiger King, Tiger. And then tiger, out of all the animals in the world,
right?
The tiger comes down with COVID. And I'm like, that's not a conspiracy link. Like they've been setting us up, putting tigers in our brain. And then boom, tiger comes out. Now it's a headline. So I don't know. I'm thinking someone's behind all this.
And how did a tiger get a hold of one of those test kits? I heard they're hard to get a hold of.
I believe that it goes wealthy people, like super wealthy, mm-hmm. athletes, and then big cats, and big then cats. the rest of us. So big cats are kind of third on the list.
They've really shot up the list here recently.
Yeah, well, they're right up there with athletes right now, I would think.
Yep.
Because they tested all the tigers. It wasn't just that tiger anymore. Now they got to go test all the tigers. It's a little disturbing. If the Beatles, because I know you're a fan of the Beatles.
Yeah, big fan of the Beatles.
If the three Beatles that we cared about plus the other guy, if the Beatles, what?
You I don't have... even. I'm a big fan of the Beatles, so I don't even know who you're referring to. Who would we not care about out of the Beatles? They are all four very important and well-liked.
The Lennon guy. What's the Lennon guy? John.
You're saying Lennon's the one that people wouldn't care about?
Why, is he the famous one?
Well, he's tied for the second most famous, for the most famous, with Paul McCartney.
I don't know. I've never even heard much about him.
Anyways, where were you going with this?
Where I was going with it is, that's a good question, Sean. You threw me off.
You said the three Beatles were around.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, so if the Beatles were around now, because we know we're missing John. I don't even know if the other guy.
George Harrison died as well. Yeah.
What, is he dead too?
Yeah, he died of cancer a few years ago. Thanks for caring, Timmy.
Huh.
There we go. So
say the four Beatles were still around today.
Okay.
And only one COVID-19 vaccine. Who would you give it to?
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, not even blinking on that one.
Didn't even think about it. Didn't even think about it. It's Paul McCartney, hands down. Best songwriter, positive dude. I'm a Paul McCartney fan. He gets it.
All right. Okay. Cool.
Don't ask me which one of my kids I would give it to, because I have that answer ready to go as well, but I can't say it on camera. So.
Well, I could. I could say. Actually, I don't know your kids. I was going to say I could prove your kids. You have like, how many kids? You have 10?
We have 6 kids. And let me tell you, this virus has been a disaster for us. First of all, they're eating like 5 or 6 meals a day.
Yep.
There's so many of us in one house. I'm about to vote somebody off the island.
Nice.
But the schooling, we're homes. I hear so many people being like, this is just a great time to relax. You know, it's just a nice time. Relax. Have good family time. Reconnect with the family. All right. We're having to do homeschooling over here. We're running a preschool, an elementary school, a middle school, a high school, and a college. And I just discovered that I don't know how to find the area of a square. So.
Huh. Well, the good news is that almost everything that we learn in school is useless. So what do you need the area for a square for? Just hang out with your kids. Just drop the whole schooling thing altogether.
Well, we were trying. That was my suggestion, and my wife won't let us, because apparently it's the law that we're doing this NTI, non-traditional instruction, and so this is what's counting. It's counting, so that the year counts. So we're having to do this so it counts, and it's the worst. It's the worst.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. I wish kind of you had been up here just before the virus, so you could have been just quarantined here at my house.
I know. I could have been like, sorry, guys. I mean, you know, it's running rampant in Canada. I can't bring it back.
And you would be able to claim the law, and your wife's very clear about following the law. So you could have said, the law told me I had to stay here.
Yep. I like it. Yeah, that would have been great. If only I would have been in the Derek Tennant slot.
I know. I think, did we try to get you there? I can't remember. I think you jumped on the January one, but.
Yeah, jumped all over the January. I was like, oh, wait a minute. What? Doing a comedy in Canada in January? Oh yeah. Sign me up. That's the perfect.
Right.
Show. There won't be a snowstorm with 13 inches of snow. That wouldn't happen.
Well, you look at it this way. I mean, you had the snowstorms in January or a pandemic in March. I mean, whatever, give or take, right?
Hey man, I enjoyed my time in Canada. I had a great time. I talked about that forever.
Yeah, well, so did I. Hey, I want to talk about two things here. One that you're doing and one that I did before, and I'm going to jump back and forth. Hold on. So yours, you did this very cool like March Madness bracket with all these things that you liked.
Yeah, right? It's my favorite things.
And so I did this thing over this past week, not nearly as cool as yours. Mine was just simply this, like, pairing things off together. And I'm going to go somewhere with it. People didn't know that there was a plan behind it. I just wanted their genuine answers.
Oh, okay.
And I was pitting things against each other, kind of like what you're doing with the bracket. But I was just going, you know, Batman, Superman, Star Wars, Star Trek, cats, dogs, all these
types. I saw that, yeah.
Like the classic, the big ones, Letterman, Leno. Just out of curiosity, and then I want to talk about your bracket. Let me just do this very quickly. I want your vote. Batman, Superman.
Batman.
Star Wars, Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Cats, dogs.
Dogs.
Boo, okay. Letterman, Leno.
Letterman.
Thank you. Beatles, Rolling Stones.
We don't need to ask that question. Definitely.
No, I know. That actually was the most lopsided vote was Beatles cleaned that up. And I thought about it and I'm just like, how is this a supposedly generational, like, you know, battle of who's best? And that was the biggest landslide. 88% of my online followers picked Beatles over Rolling Stones. I'm like, where is the debate really in this thing? Maybe I just don't have any Stone followers.
No, I don't. I think that's more about the Beatles and not about the Rolling Stones. The Beatles are still a cultural phenomenon. I mean, like, they just think about it. They just made the movie yesterday, which was based on a guy who, you know, is the only guy to ever hear a Beatles song. I mean, like, the whole movie was about the Beatles music and it's, you know, that came out in 2019.
That was a great movie.
It was a great movie, and it's about a band that recorded music 50 years ago. So, yeah, that the Beatles are more – I tell people this all the time. The Beatles are more than just music.
Fair enough. And then last two, Gretzky versus anyone else. I think you actually weighed in on that one because you have debated about one of the most famous people coming out of Brantford.
Yeah, Brantford is the home of the great one, Mike Perez, the 90s Olympian badminton player. And,
yes.
I didn't even know that this Wayne Gretzky guy came from the same town as the great one, Mike Perez. That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool for Wayne.
Brantford just sets up that greatness. And then Survivor and Big Brother.
Survivor.
Okay, cool. All right, so you and I are in the same wavelength. So people have been voting for the last week, and I didn't tell them anything was connected to it because I didn't want people trying to guess, well, what would Timmy's answer be?
Yeah.
And now we're going to go somewhere with it. And just to answer this question before I talk about your bracket, Roy says, what about, you remember Roy, by the way? Roy and Margaret, Paul?
Yes, oh yeah.
So Alyssa Milano or Britney Spears. Now, Roy, Alyssa Milano by a mile. There she is up there. There's young Alyssa and older Alyssa. And but if you were to do Britney and Christina Aguilera.
Well, now, I'm married, so I definitely wouldn't do them. And I'm not sure if I should even answer that because my wife might be watching. I'll say, because I know the person asking the question, I know what they want me to say. So I'll say Alyssa, only to try to, I'm pandering, just to pander.
Fair enough. Got it. So you did this huge bracket with all these things that you liked and people were voting on what they thought you liked best.
No. So somebody, I stole this from somebody else and so it was my 32 favorite things. I seeded them. I ranked them based off my favorite. So my four number one seeds were my four favorite things and so on. And then they voted for what they was their favorite.
Okay.
And so it was really neat. And we had a winner. I gave a prize out. I gave a $50 gift card to the person that could predict the winner. And one person had three of the final four. They had the championship match and they had the winner.
Nice. And the winner was?
I'll do this through the final four. Okay. So I'm going to ask you how you would have voted. Okay. On the one side of the bracket, it was Hot Fudge Brownie Sundays versus Sleeping In.
Okay, I'm going to have to go Sleeping In because, number one, I'm kind of on this semi-close to vegan diet. So,
right.
But that's a tough, but I would go Sleeping In on that one.
And then on the other side of the bracket, it was campfires versus pizza.
Oh, pizza by a mile. Like campfires should be outlawed. Like that, I don't even think they should be a thing.
Well, here was the thing. Campfires was the number 8 seed in the bracket, which is the lowest seed in the bracket.
Right.
And it went against my number one seed in that bracket was Spotify. And Campfires beat Spotify. I'm like, you guys voted for a fire over all the music.
Like, how many of your followers are Amish?
Apparently quite a few.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
Yeah, that seems awesome.
But yeah, you have it right. So it was Sleeping In versus Pizza in the championship. And how would you vote in that championship?
Oh, well, I would have gone Sleeping In for sure there. Yeah.
Yep. And that's what won. Sleeping In. It was a number three seed. It's one of my favorite things. Sleeping In was the overall winner.
Nice. Now, were any of the brackets on there wearing no pants? Because I'm currently not wearing pants, just full disclosure.
No, I did not have, no, I feel like that's just like, that would have been the easy going away winner. And I wanted to keep it honest, you know?
Like, I think that's the main reason why, like for those that are watching, I don't know if they have a biblical religious background or whatever, but most people know the story of Adam and Eve and how all that thing came down. And I just think that's what I'm most mad about is that through that story, we ended up having to wear pants. And that bothers me, Sean.
I like how you refer to the Adam and Eve as that thing that went down, you know, the shenanigans down at that garden.
Yeah, it's kind of like
the Ballyhoo at Eden.
Like the Tiger King kind of story. It's like a little shady, like things just kind of, you're kind of like, who's this Adam guy? Where'd this snake come into this thing? What's happening here? One of those things.
Lots of twists and turns.
Hey, how's your poker coming along? You're a poker guy. Do you get to play with the kids or anything, or like does your family get involved in poker matches?
No poker. Some of my friends have been playing online, and I don't enjoy that. I like to look at people when I play.
Hmm.
No cards, and no, we don't play poker as a family. My daughter Kylie is the only one that really likes to play. My wife can play, but she doesn't really like playing. But we've been doing lots of board games, lots of other games. But yeah, I'm having some poker withdrawal.
What's the go-to with your family for board games?
Go-to is Scattergories. We play a lot of Scattergories, and we do a lot of fighting when we play Scattergories. There's lots of arguments. There is lots of there's backstabbing. It's betrayal. Yep. Yep. It's the ups and downs. It is quite an emotional roller coaster. We had actually this is one of the things I'm going to be bringing up on my family podcast that we're launching is one of the biggest arguments we've ever had was in Scattergories, and we posted it on Facebook a while back, and I think it was the most commented on thing I've ever posted in 10 years of being on Facebook. So do you know how the game is played? It gives you a category, and then you roll the dice, mm-hmm. and whatever letter, every question, every category has to begin with that letter, right? Okay.
Right. Yep.
So the category was singer, okay, and the letter mm-hmm. was D, and if you use the letter twice, right? Like, if it was presidents and the letter was R and you used Ronald Reagan, U.S. presidents, Ronald Reagan, that's two points because you used two R's, right?
In the proper yeah.
So it was singer and the letter was D. And I put Dr. Dre. And my family voted against me. My daughter Kylie is walking by. Come over here, Kylie. Come over here for a second. Come over here. My daughter Kylie is walking by.
Wait.
Say hi, everybody, Kylie. Say hi.
Hi, everybody.
Duck down. So,
hey, Kylie.
Did I have it right? It was singer, and it was the letter D, right?
Uh-huh. I remember this story.
Did you vote for me or against me?
For you.
You were for me.
Too.
This is why, see, this. You guys were wondering who was going to get the coronavirus test. That's the one. That's who
you would give her the vaccine. Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool.
But yeah, so, but my family, they voted it down. They voted, they said no.
On what grounds?
They said he's not a singer. He said he's not a singer.
Well, what is he?
Oh, he's a rapper. Well, here, my son Sean just walked by. You were against me.
Yeah.
You were vehemently against me. What? Yeah. Come over here and say hey.
Yeah,
what,
come over here, Sean. Hey,
duck in and say hi. This is my son Sean.
Hey, Sean, how are you? Dr. Dre is a singer, Sean.
Listen, well, okay, can I explain my reasoning, though? It's like this is a serious competitive game.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use all my skills available to make sure that that my dad gets the least amount of points, you know. So I made a good case that rapping and singing totally different. It's like guitar and bass are playing.
That's a terrible example. They're both guitar players.
Yeah, they're both guitars. Yeah.
And for somebody to play bass guitar, I disagree so much, though. Also with rapping and singing.
Wait, but you just said you brought out all of your skills to make sure that he loses, and that was your best.
Yeah.
That was your best response. How many skills do you have?
Exactly. Get out of here. You just got owned. Yep. Yeah.
Can you believe that? Nice try, Sean. I would have so given you that one. I would have given you that one. Hey, I just want to say thanks for everyone who's coming in here. Hi to Jason Earls, who kind of gave us a wave as well. You're watching Calling Comedians in Quarantine. My name's Timmy Boyle up on top. Sean Reynolds is on the bottom, unless your phone is upside down. But thank you for joining us here. So, yeah, your son clearly didn't have a good argument at all for that. You should have got 2 points.
No, actually, but I think my wife started it. She was like, he's not a singer. And then, yeah, my son clearly just jumped on her bandwagon. And they all ganged up against me. But I'm telling you, we put it on social media, and there was people that were on their side. And I unfriended those people. But I'm telling you, that was that's the biggest argument. But yeah, we place categories, and there's lots of that, those kind of arguments. My wife, she wins every time, but she puts down answers because she cheats. She puts down dumb answers. Here's a perfect example. Things you don't want in your house. That's one of the. And the letter was W, okay? Right. Now, a great answer would be a wasp, because that's something that can get in your house.
Or a walrus.
You want it out of your house, right?
A walrus would be really messy and knock things over.
Well, that's the exact kind of answer you wouldn't want to give, because you're never going to have a walrus in your house. Of course you don't want that in your house. You could if you're going to put walrus, you could put anything. And that's exactly what my wife did.
In Canada, we have them.
Oh, you do? Well, do they get in your house?
Yeah, they're like if I didn't have a stairwell coming up to my apartment, I'd be worried. They can't climb stairs.
Well, my wife put werewolves.
Yeah, I'm with your wife on that one. I don't want a werewolf in my house.
Right,
if you're gonna play
the game that way,
yeah,
like you might not even play the game, because then you can just make up any answer for any question. Anyways,
it's actually got two W's in it too. Like that's kind of I would have given her 2 points for that.
Oh yeah, no. See, right? Yeah, right. I mean, you're getting me worked out. No, that's not okay.
See, normally, in a situation like that, like you're talking about social media people that are, you know, kind of like, you know, not on your side and stuff. Like I block those people. Like on this thing game that we just did, I did that, like those things. Anyone who picked, you know, like Leno over Letterman was just blocked. Like I don't need followers like that. And I can see how, you know, if you put stuff like that out there, I mean, you could cut out your follower list pretty good.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm surprised on your list that Batman didn't win in a landslide against Superman. I feel like we just live in a Batman world.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I was surprised too. But it shows you how many people are out there that are slow, that aren't quite up to speed with what's going on. They're caught up in like the irrelevant. You know, and we call them sheep in our home. I mean, they're just, you know, it's like. Superman has been awesome since, like, I don't know, the 40s or whatever. And they've just kind of, oh, and it's like, no, he's irrelevant now. Like, go ahead with the times. Like, Batman has never been irrelevant. Anyways, I know. It's
those people probably have the coronavirus. They just.
They probably do. They don't have the coronavirus. They're probably the ones that are all hanging out at spring break right in the middle of a coronavirus. Like, it's those. You know, like, you know, it's those type of people that I don't really care what their answer is at that point.
Yeah, they ran into a crowd with their phone to vote for Superman. That's what happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then hugged all of their friends to celebrate that they had just managed
to pull off. Lots of high fives. Lots of Superman high fives.
Yeah, yeah. It's that was my first one that I put out there, and it was like 69%, and I was just like who are these people? I don't quite. I mean, and the reality is, have you seen Batman versus Superman? That movie there.
I have.
Okay, and we're long past the statute of limitations here in terms of how long you can wait for a movie. But, I mean, I'm just going to flat out say, like, you saw that movie. That was the movie people have been waiting for years, maybe decades. Batman versus Superman. And what happened? If it wasn't for the fact that their mothers were the same name, Batman would have killed him. He would have won. Like, it was like proven, right? Boom.
So, done. You know. Also, it was a terrible movie. And you want to know what?
Yes, that's true.
Something interesting? It was the worst Batman movie in quite a long time. It was like Batman could do no wrong. And then, you know why it was bad? Because Superman got all over it. Superman got all over the Batman movie and made it terrible. And Batman was on a great run until then.
And the opposite is also true. That is, this has been my theory for the longest time. Batman has already had multiple good runs over the decades, ever since Michael Keaton's thing. I mean, you have some weak movies along the way, but everybody does, right? Like even the Marvel Universe had some weaker films within the thing. But they could never get Superman going. So what did they have to do? They had to bring Batman into a Superman movie to try to save it. But then you saw, that's where your theory comes in. They attempted to save Superman by bringing Batman in, and then they found out how horrible Superman is because not even Batman could save him. And in fact, not only could he not save him, but he could have killed him. Like it was a win for Batman all the way around, even though it was a horrible movie. But thank you for being on my side on this one. I appreciate it.
For sure.
Is that part of your homeschooling curriculum? Like, is that something that you guys do? You watch like superhero movies, make sure that they're up to speed?
Yeah, well, we've watched a lot of superhero movies, but we have been watching a lot of movies, and actually, it's funny that you bring it up. We are actually going to start putting movies into the curriculum.
Nice.
Because we watched, I'm telling you, I cannot say enough good things about this movie. We watched Jojo Rabbit last week, and Jojo Rabbit is instantly in my top 10 favorite movies of all time. It was nearly the perfect movie. Hold on. Hey, Lucy, I'm on a call. You gotta go upstairs. I'm on a call right now, Lucy. That's my 3-year-old. So far, we've had half my kids come through so
far. Hey, you know there's another Sean Reynolds that has just joined this? Is that
it's my son. It's my son. He probably wanted to see if you're still, talking about Dr. Dre. And he's probably wanting to get in there and comment. He's wanting to comment about why he was right.
Yeah, okay. I can see that. I can see that.
We watched Jojo Rabbit, and it was so fantastic. We watched it with the whole family, and it's a comedy satire, right? It's about this 10-year-old boy who's growing up during World War II, and he's being raised as a Nazi. And so it's hysterical. It has heart. But we had to keep pausing the movie so I could explain some of the jokes to, like, my 10- and 11-year-old. Right. Because they don't know a ton about the Holocaust and the historical references. And so I think even though it was like a comedy, it was a satire, my kids walked away like knowing more about World War II and Hitler and the Holocaust. And I was like, we need to start watching like some historical films. And so that's on the docket.
Nice, like Raiders of the Lost Ark. You can learn about the Nazis and that.
Yep, exactly. Right? Yep, for sure.
Okay. My theory for homeschooling, you know that I homeschooled my children.
I know. God bless them.
We did that stuff. We let them draw. We let them watch shows. We let them, Shrek. My daughter watched Shrek. She knew every single line in Shrek, and she knew it in Spanish. So that's like a double language that she learned just by watching Shrek daily for months.
I'm just writing this down, Timmy. I'm just taking notes. Yeah. My kids.
It was all the Shreks, but she watched them in Spanish too. So it's better than the Rosetta Stone. She never felt it was school. We just say go watch Shrek again, and she would watch Shrek in another language, and then now boom, she can speak Spanish. I mean, that's. You can't beat that.
I guess for Jim, we can have him watch Dodgeball.
Right. Yep. Let's see. For geography, I would probably go around the world in 31 days or something, or 80 days, however many days.
Planes, trains, and automobiles, dude.
Oh yeah, winner. Yeah, you got that one. Actually, this geography. You know what? I'm going to put this question out to social media. Build a homeschool curriculum based on a movie per subject. Oh, okay. All right. That's my next social media run. That's a good one. So stay tuned for that, Sean. You're gonna want to follow in on that.
Write that down. Yeah. Keep
because that on. One, the answers that I get on that is gonna help your family immensely going through this. Hey, I want to. We're getting ready to go here because I don't want to keep you too long because I know we're all busy during the quarantine. number one, do you have any zombies down there yet? I know you obviously don't have the walrus situation or werewolves, but no zombies yet.
So far, so good. I live in Kentucky, so I have ran into a few people at Walmart with no teeth, but those turned out to not be those are not zombies. They were just from hazard. So
okay, all right. Can you just please pass this on to your children? I just want to just say this, that if they do come across a zombie, that they should remember that their brain is for thinking, not for eating, and that they just say no to zombies. Just pass that. Zombies are more afraid of you than they are of you of them. So if you just say no firmly and concretely, they'll go away. So I'm stuck here in my living room, Sean. I'm just trying to help the world the best I can. And this is the only way I can get the message out around the world, right?
We'll pass that along.
I appreciate that. Hey, tell the people here that are watching, what would be your number one takeaway from this COVID-19 situation that you feel that will make this bad situation a good situation? How could you utilize this? What is the good takeaway of all this that someone could do?
Definitely a great time to learn a new skill or start a new project. I have been saying I'm going to start a podcast for so long. And I know that there's a lot of podcasts out there, but we've had a really great idea for a podcast for a while, a family podcast. We do a lot of cool outside the box kind of things as a family. And I was like, we should do a podcast where every episode we give away one of the cool things that we do. And right. So, but I put it off. And so finally we are launching our podcast, Family Outside the Box. Episode one has been submitted. So that's just a great example, being able to start a project like that. My son has started, he wanted to learn Photoshop. So he's starting to watch like YouTube tutorials on how to do Photoshop. So it's just a really cool time to dig in and tackle something that you've been wanting to tackle for a long time. You know, writing a book, start painting, something. Learn to play guitar. Yep. I've been playing my guitar again. I stopped playing guitar for a couple of years and I've started playing it again in the last month.
Well, next time you're on the show, you'll need to play something.
Yeah, I've actually been writing a bunch of like quarantine parodies.
Nice. Sheridan Richardson had a really good quarantine parody that she just did a little while ago on the show. You remember Sheridan?
Oh, Sheridan. Sheridan is like a national treasure in Canada.
She should be. She's right up there. There's Sheridan, walruses. It's kind of, it's very, very similar. If I didn't have a staircase out there, I'd be worried Sheridan would be coming up too, but she doesn't like the staircase either.
She hangs out with a lot of walruses, I hear.
She does, yeah. So
is the plural of walrus walruses, or is it just like, is it like deer? It's just walrus, or is it like
walrus?
Okay. That's what I thought. Yeah. That's where I was going with that.
That's what was walrus. That was the bell. That was my bell that I stole from high school. That shows us that the time is about to come to an end here. Where can people find you? Where can they find your podcast that you're starting? Tell us everything that you want people to know.
Sean Reynolds Comedy. I'm doing everything through Sean Reynolds Comedy. I'm doing it through my Facebook page. We actually talked about that in the first episode about how we're going to be posting a lot of things on social media tied to the podcast because we're going to be, you know, for instance, we do a lot of scavenger hunts. And so I'm going to be posting the actual scavenger hunt that people can steal from us and do. And I'll be posting that on social media. But yeah, we talked about that episode one. Like, you would think that there's going to be a Family Outside the Box Facebook page. And that's where you would be wrong. Because I'm having enough trouble keeping up with one social media page. So everything will be Sean Reynolds Comedy. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Sean Reynolds Comedy. Nice and easy.
Who's this Mary Wilkerson? YM, best guest ever.
Best guest ever. Wow, just a random fan, I guess. Just a random fan. No, that's my sister-in-law.
Okay, all right. So, Mary, what is it? Mary Wilkinson.
Mary Wilkinson. Yeah.
Mary, I just like to take a moment to address you here and just say, is this the best host ever? Because I mean,
My sister-in-law, Mary, is an absolute gem. She's one of my favorite people in the whole world. I'm not just saying that. What's funny is that Mary and I went to high school together. We're in the same grade. My wife is older than me. And me okay. and Mary and I, who's now my sister-in-law, were in school together at the same time. And we did not like each other. In fact, we were we had to do a group project together. And she didn't do her share. And I had to let the teacher know, just so you know, Mary didn't do anything. And because of that, she didn't like me. And I didn't like her. And then and now we're fam.
But really, just like, and this kind of goes back to what we were saying earlier, you're actually in the right on that one. Like, she can't be mad at you for saying Mary didn't do anything. Like, Mary, pick up the slack and do your work.
Guess what her excuse was? We didn't have the internet. Well, guess what? You know what did have the internet? The public library, Mary. Maybe you could have told us you didn't have the internet and we could have given you another task. Or printed you up some materials, but she just is like, I'm just not doing my part.
Mm. Well, Mary did say that the host made this show. So actually, Sean, I think you were in the wrong in that. I'm going to stand with Mary on this one. I'm a little bit fickle, and I'm going to go on Mary's side again on this one right now. So
after a second review, after a second look.
Oh, my God. Oh, look at that. Mary Jane Baker coming in with snitches get stitches. Well, there's a threat. This show is taking a dark turn right now. Thanks, Mary, for starting off what was a beautiful show and now stirring up such anger. Everybody, I hope you stay well down there. I hope your family has a great time together. I hope we get a chance to actually get out of our living rooms and see each other in person, I guess, at some point.
Yeah, I can't wait to come back to Canada.
That would be very nice. Last thing, because I want to ask, so when are you going to do, because I'm going to be starting my 80s podcast, because we've been talking about this, and like that, this whole show is birthed from that same concept. It's like, you know what, like I'm actually in this creative space now. I would have done this type something like this a long time ago, but I didn't have the proper lighting, sound, blah, blah, blah. And then finally, like, here I am with no choice. I'm stuck in my living room. So I'm just starting it. Now I'm like 21 episodes in and they're going to get put onto YouTube soon. And, my 80s podcast, I'm just going to start under the same scenario. It's like, let's just do this. So when do you think your Beatles one going to get done within this period of time too? Or are you going to focus on the other one?
I'm so focused on the family outside the box because that, you know, I'm putting the Beatles one on the back burner. But once I get this family outside the box going, I think, yes, I definitely want to do the Beatles one just for fun. I'm not going to worry about, you know, all the extra stuff that I'm worrying about with this other one. I want to get the logo right and the intro music right and all that. But the Beatles one, yeah, I'm going to do a Beatles podcast and every episode is just going to be a list. Top five best Paul songs, top five best Lennon songs, top five best albums, top five best songs with an animal in the song title.
Top five best Beatles.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And for the record, Walruses are in one of the songs.
That's the number one. I Am the Walrus is number one. It's number one, right? Baby.
See how I did that? Connected the whole thing. Sean, it was an absolute pleasure, man. Stay well. Say hi to the family for me, and we will talk to you soon.
Can't wait to talk to you. Watch Stranger Things.
I will do. I will. I will definitely watch it. Thanks, man. Have a good one. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Calling Comedians Into Quarantine. Please take a moment to like, share, subscribe, and ring the little bell so you and your friends don't miss any of the laughs. Episodes will be uploaded here at Timmy's Shorts daily until I run out. And be sure to check out the description below for links to connect with myself or my guests on social media, support us by buying merchandise, and also download the podcast version of this show. Until next time, remember, your brain, it's for thinking, not for eating. So just say no to zombies. My name's Timmy Boyle.